Hi guys, welcome to my first podcast ever. So, today I'm gonna be talking about why Apple made all these macOS tigers and these furry kinds of stuff, and then went to the particular thing of places in their home city or region, country, that they were in when they first made it. So they made a joke on stage of Sea Lion being their new one, macOS Sea Lion, but it didn't go out well like that, because then El Capitan, all that, it's just like, so people started using these all sorts of stuff like So then, after, let's just get on to the intro. I know that was kind of a dumb one, but it's gonna update on that. I'll update you on the video on YouTube. Just YouTube. I don't know why. So, here, let me talk about Apple. Full Apple kind of history thing. Davian, stop! I'm trying to do a podcast. You're gonna be on a podcast, so I guess okay. You're gonna be on the podcast. Even worse than the video. Probably. I don't know. Let me go into my Apple pack. It's soon gonna be an app. So, Apple Inc. from Wikipedia. So, Apple Inc., Apple Computer Company, 1976-1977, Apple Computer Inc., 1977 to January 2007. Type trademark as blah, 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 blah. Funded April 1, 1976, 44-year-old company. Imagine the differences from that. Oh my god. I was speechless when that happened. Okay. Founders. Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne, if I'm pronouncing that right. So, Steve Jobs was alive for 30 years of the company being released, because Steve Jobs died from cancer, sadly, passed away in 2011. So, products, basically Macintosh, iPod, iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, Apple TV, HomePod, macOS, iOS, iPadOS, WatchOS, TVOS, iLife, iWork, Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro, GarageBand, Shazam. It took a while for that. And then Siri. services: App Store, Apple Arcade, Apple Card, Apple Music, Beats One, Apple News Plus, Apple Pay, which is also paying them virtual cash, basically. Apple Store, Genius Bar, Apple TV Plus, Apple Books, iCloud, iMessage, iTunes Store, Mac App Store. That's a bunch. Revenue, That's a lot. Jesus, they're billionaires. More than trillionaires. They're already trillionaires. Number of employees, 137,000? Jesus. Apple Energy, LLC, sorry. Apple Sales, Apple Services, Apple Worldwide Video. Their website, so you can check them out, www.apple.com. Apple Inc. is an American technology company headquartered in Compuerto, I'm just going to say that. California, that designs, develops, and sells consumer electronics, computer software, and online services. Services, you're saying? Speaking of services, you don't need a service for this. I guess you kind of do for iCloud, though, if you wanted to add this. But, yeah. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! I'm loving it. I'm just joking. Even though I do actually eat McDonald's. That designs, develops, and sells consumer electronics, computer software, and online services. It is considered one of the big technology companies alongside Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Facebook. Oh my god, that's crazy. Apple is more of like a Gucci store, but with Apple products. And if you're listening to this still, tell your mom, your grandma, anybody that you want to, and say the reason why. No. First, say, hey, mom, dad, whoever you're going to say to, or if you know their name, say that. Can I tell you a question? And if they say yes, say this. The reason why bees sting you is because you're sweet. Okay, because, like, they have honey, and they're sweet. And both of those are basically something that's sweet, like sweet tots. Okay, let's go back. The company's hardware products include the iPhone, smartphone, the iPad, tablet computer, the Mac, personal computer, the iPod, portable media player, the Apple Watch, smartwatch, Apple TV, digital media player, the AirPods, wireless earbuds, and HomePod smart speaker. Apple software includes macOS, iOS, iPadOS, watchOS, tvOS, iTunes, media player, the Safari web browser, the Shazam, music identifier, and iLife, and iWork. Creativity and productivity suits, as well as professional applications like Final Cut Pro, Logic Cut Pro, and Xcode. Its online services include the iTunes Store, the iOS App Store, Mac App Store, Apple Music, Apple TV, iMessage, and iCloud. And other services include Apple Store, Genius Bar, Apple Care, Apple Pay, Apple Pay Cash, and Apple Card Store. Here's some others. Genius Bar, Apple Care, Apple Pay, Apple Pay Cash. We already went through that. So, okay. Guess we're done. Apple was founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak. I'm just gonna do Steve W. And Ronald W. for Wayne. Okay. Ronald Wayne, or Ronald W. Apple was founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, finally, and Ronald Wayne in April 1976 to develop and sell Wozniak's Apple I personal computer through Wayne. Okay, I guess Wayne sold his share back within 12 days. It was encrypted as Apple Computer Inc. in January 1977, and sales of its computers, including the Apple II, grew quickly within a few years. Jobs and Wozniak had hired a staff. Speaking of staffs, I'm actually coming up with an application. Let's go, baby. And if you're wondering what the developer name is, the developer name is, PlayStation Boy Inc. No, it's not a company. I know. PlayStation Boy with an I, Inc. But it's not actually going to be like that. It's PlayStation Boy. But instead of the Y, it's a I inside of it. But it's not actually called what I said. It's actually just PlayStation Boy Inc. with an I. So then, Keynotes. It's going to have the folder that you can download onto your Mac, which is Keynotes 1998 to 2019. Inside of it, it's going to have a presentation, and then Macworld 1998 to 2019. Crazy, yeah. You can download the app for anything except for Apple Watch. So, you can download it for Macs, phone, your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod Touch. And those are the only things. And one more thing. Yeah, no, those are the only compatible devices with it. So, I'm glad you guys are, gonna be happy. It even has the Wikipedia page, the Apple Inc. talking about it, and then the macOS X things, and then if you're wondering what OS downloads is in the app, that is to download every single macOS from the official Apple website. It's going to take you over to the Apple website, and it's available for macOS Cheetah to macOS Big Sur Beta. Crazy. And then there's something in the app that you have to go into the app and to Keynotes 1998 to 2019. Go all the way to the bottom. There's going to be a bonus feature which says it's not a virus or anything. It's not where you can download an app or something. It may actually have contents like that. I may update it so it has that kind of stuff. It's just going to take a while to put onto the Mac App Store, iPhone App Store, iPod Touch App Store. It's going to be a while for that. But then, and then the iPad App Store, which is basically the whole App Store kind of thing. It's not accessible on Android. The reason why is because Android people are going to hate on the Apple fans. So that's why. And also, it's just going to end up in a big mess and stuff. And the hidden feature is going to be called Hidden Features. And if you click on it, there's going to be a folder that says Contents or Bonus Videos. Spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you what's inside of them. You may even forget. So the first thing will have Untitled. If you click on it, it'll bring you to Contents. Contents are the contents that I put on the app. And then the second thing is Bonus Videos, which is talking about 2020 stuff of the presentation stuff. It's going to just be called Hidden Feature. And you're all going to have to access all of those in three separate websites. YouTube, Wikipedia, and Apple.com. Whoop whoop. And then there's going to be a bonus feature, which you got to go all the way. Back out of Keynotes, all the way into OS downloads. Go scroll down again, and then you're going to see bonus app features. I'm sure it's not going to be in OS downloads. It's going to be in the same Keynotes, scrolling down, and that. It's just going to be like that. This may take me a year to develop, so for your patience, please patiently wait. If you would do that, that'd be nice. So at the end of my videos, I say PC, so I think at the end of podcast, it'll be PC, and then it's the song of me doing PC, but the prototype version, which is the stupid version, until I release the good one, and then after a while of it, I'm going to make an instrumental one, which it's just going to have the instrumental version of it. So, yeah. So, it's going to be like, this is an example. This is not actually the end yet. So, PC. So that's going to be it. But then, so right now I'm actually doing something so I can do this. I'm going to have to go into YouTube.com. Go all the way to Apple. Scroll down until I see Discover from the Apple event. I have to click on it, which results into me playing it. Pausing it because, yeah. Reasons. Skipping it. Going back.
So what just happened to that Apple event? Here we go. First, Tim Cook walks out and introduces the all-new...
And here it is.
Jason Momoa. What? This event was bonkers, so let's check it out. Spoiler alert. iPhone just went pro. This thing is insane. Triple camera technology. Telephoto, wide, ultra wide, and the highest quality video on any smartphone ever. Plus a Super Retina XDR display and spatial audio. A Monster A13 chip and battery life up to 5 hours longer. That's pro. Then Tim's like, and there's another iPhone, the dual camera iPhone 11. Cat gets all frisky. You're good. Throw it in your purse. You're good. Spill coffee on it. No, you're good. It also takes fab photos in the dark, takes slow-mo selfies or slow-fies. But it's blazing fast with privacy built in. Next up, Apple Watch Series 5. What does it do? Well, it tells time. And it has an always-on Retina display and takes phone calls and counts your swim strokes and communicates with satellites and is your subway card and streams 50 million songs and has an app that can take an ECG. Oh, nice. And apparently tells time. Lots to say about the new iPad's bigger display, but instead I'll leave you with one tidbit. It's 2 times faster than the best-selling PC. And it's just $329. Oh, and for something cool to put on all those new screens, Apple Arcade drops 100 brand new games all this year. Boom! And pretty sure Tim said Apple TV plus Oprah, Momoa, Witherspoon, and Aniston are all included for a year with these new products. So go to the website, but when you get there, slow your scroll, people. Take a breath, check your heart rate, and check it all out right here.
It's funny how he said, whoa, slow down, because of how he talked about the Apple Watch doing that thing where it detects your heart rate and stuff. It has the breathing app that Apple made for the Apple Watch. It's just cool, man. I love it. Apple event in Flash. So, that one isn't the new 2020 version, because actually, September 10th, 2019, that was a year ago, but more of like, few months ago.
Hey everyone, I'm surrounded.
Okay, no. Go to videos. Scroll down. Until I see, don't want to see those back one. Okay, why is there a special feature that just has new Apple keynotes and the day recaps and stuff? Why? It's a hidden feature, since the only showable ones that are in the app until you go into the folder of the keynotes 1998 until 2019, you're only going to see the previous videos, like the 1918, 17, 2016, 2015, 2014, 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008, 2007, 2006, 2005, 2004, 2003, 2002, 2001, 2019, 1999, 1998. Those are the only available showable ones that I show. Until you go into it, scroll all the way down, you see that. Pretty neat. Da-da-da-da-da. So that's why it's kind of like a hidden feature of it. It's more of like a noticeable hidden feature. I don't know. It's whatever you want to call it. Okay. What's the app going to be called if you guys forget my developer name? Well, the app name is going to be called Apple Downloads, because downloads, you think you can just download it onto your phone? No, you can download it on Mac, Apple TV, for iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, iMacs, even any Mac. Those four devices combined I don't think it's available with the third OS to now. I think you can only make it available for Yamanatsu. You didn't say it right. It's Yamanatsu. I don't think you're saying it right. It's Yamanatsu. 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 No one, just take over. What do I do here? Just sit there. Ooh, a computer. Wait, no. Yeah. One second. Sorry, it's just a nerd. He's like a total nerd. He knows what 70 divided by 2,370 is. He's a real nerd. I don't care. Just get the on my way. Excuse me. I'm actually a kid. I think I'm underage to do this. How is it more of a hidden feature? It's more of a hidden feature because it's just more of a hidden feature. I'm gonna rename. And instead of it being hidden feature, it's gonna be cool feature. I know feature is gonna be spelled wrong. I know. I just suck at doing those. Cool feature is gonna have the features I talked about. That your secret kind of ish hidden feature is gonna be. Has the Apple events, those kinds of stuff. So, yeah. If you just get to know more about it, you'll more know what I'm trying to say than what you think. Okay, day 3, day 4. Oh my god, why is there 5 effing days? And I mean, FN, not actual the F word. I'm not that kind of person. I'm more of the funny person. So, why do I have to feature all this stuff being too generous? Like, adding beta profiles? Bro, it's from this ad called Beta Profiles. Nope. Plus the betaprofiles.com thingy. They're not actually just doing anything. They're using Apple's own software betas. And so it says, please use Safari browser to download the profile configuration. No, all profiles on beta profiles are developer profiles. If you're interested in public profiles, visit Apple's website to download it. If you click on Apple's website, it takes you to beta.apple.com, which is also going to be a hidden feature too. Why do you have to add everything as a hidden feature? It's because they're cool. They're cool. They're just cool. Jesus. Well, now that I'm done with that, I guess we're done with the podcast, so peace. I know actual song yet. So peace.